All right, we're a couple of guys from the Tri-State area.
Yes.
It's all you need to know.
But we don't admit that to everybody.
And I have a small gripe here. Carson used to come over with black lighters all the time, and I had black lighters, so everyone would, of course, steal all the lighters.
Well, I mean everyone. There's only two of us.
Well, yeah, one of us.
You would basically take them. I'd come back the next week, there'd be three lighters out. I'd come back the next week, there's four lighters out.
Okay.
The next week, there's five.
Well, yeah, everyone took them.
You have a small fortune of mine in my lighters.
I know. Everyone actually means, well, me.
At your house.
In my own house.
Yes,
it's my house. I can steal shit.
Yes, of course. Yeah. But you're not supposed to steal it from the people that come over. This is the point.
And that's pure semantics. Wow. I'm stealing stuff from my own house.
Wait.
It's like saying, hey, can you pee in your own house? Hey, I can go in my bedroom and go pee. I mean, it wouldn't be a good idea.
No, you physically could do it, though.
But if I wanted to, I could.
If you wanted to, you could go pee in your bed. Right
I now. Can walk around buff naked.
That's right.
Okay, scratching my ass.
Right.
And I can do that because
right.
it's my place. So if I want to steal
isn't
something, hey, it's my place.
That's the concept of having your place.
So if you come to my place and I steal something of yours, hey, I stole something in my own place.
That's the concept of having your own place.
That's your risk.
Cool.
That's your danger.
Because
it
you
isn't
can walk
mine.
Around buck naked.
And scratching.
Scratching.
My ass.
Your ass.
Now, speaking of asses, you know.
That's all I want to go in there. That's all I want to do. There is no need to pursue that line further because you know what's going to happen the instant you talk about ass, right?
I know. We're going to go into
a
huge, huge denial disclaimer thing.
Disclaimer that goes on for 20 minutes.
I know. Right. So let's just avoid that one.
All right. So just don't go there with the ass bit.
We just don't want to get fired.
Yeah.
Okay?
See, that's the thing. Because once you're fired, that's it.
Then you don't have a job.
You're lost as a person. You're up on the roof with a magnet.
This is something we wanted to talk to you about, you folks out there in virtual radio land, and that is under the concept of getting fired, we want to help you not get fired.
But that's going to be tough to do. You know why? Because sooner or later,
you're going
to
get fired.
Everybody gets fired.
So here's what we're going to do. We're going to help you get fired. Now, I know that sounds crazy, but we want you to get fired because that way you can go into your next job and then get fired.
Right. I mean, just sort of speed the process along a little bit. You know?
Okay, companies exist. Fire people. Just accept it.
See, the thing about it is, the whole thing about corporations is that they exist for one reason, and it's not to make a profit or to lose money.
No, it's to fire you.
It's to fire people.
Companies exist
purely to fire you.
Now, the only thing is, like, product is secondary.
Right. Product is secondary.
Their product is a byproduct of firing you.
Right. There is no product.
No. Their product is to fire people.
At some point, you will be fired! And this is the point we're trying to make.
Let's boil it down to the salt, okay?
Yeah.
Basically, wherever you work, whoever you are out there, wherever you work, whatever you do, sooner or later...
It doesn't matter.
You're going to get...
Fired!
Just wait and
or
see.
Or the government who's paying you a subsidy of some sort, some entitlement of some kind, is going to fire you.
Right, the government
the
fires
who
you.
Even give you free money will fire you.
That's right.
Even God can fire you, okay? We call it dying. He calls it firing.
You don't want to get fired from God, okay?
No, you don't want to get fired by God. No. See, because that means you're dead. Dead is the ultimate fired.
Sooner or later,
so just keep this in mind.
Sooner or later, we're all going to be fucked and fired fired and then fucked.
Hey, it's going to happen. You're going to be fired. And why? Because companies exist
to fire you.
That's the only reason that you get a paycheck is so that you can be fired.
That's why paychecks exist, to stop coming.
Right.
That's it.
Right.
Oh, well, don't they pay you when you get fired?
Yeah. It's called unemployment. And then you get that for a while, and then they'll fire you. So you go on welfare, and they elect a new congressman that goes to Washington, passes a bill that takes you off the welfare roll, and now you're fired again.
And then you're fired again.
You're fired and fucked. So now you've got a hell of a resume, pal, because you've really been at this a while.
Well, you've been hanging out at the L.A. River with a bunch of other guys. You know,
you're living in a van.
Around a barrel.
Down by the river.
And somehow you'll get a notice in the mail that you've been fired.
The county will come around and tell you to move. Ergo, you've been fired from your residence.
So then you wind up at a shelter.
And eventually, they'll want your bed, and okay. You're fired.
They fire you
right.
After a while.
You can't stay there forever, and eventually, you're fired.
You know, you die, you go to the cemetery, you know, they bury you.
A thousand years from now.
They fire you.
And they want the ground for something else. You're fired!
Okay, they dig you back up.
So the thing about it is, the point we want to get across is that life is a firing experience. Don't look at it as a learning experience. Look at it as a firing experience. When your mother's pregnant with you, she can't carry you forever. Eventually, you're fired.
You're fired. There's your first shot. There's
right.
your first taste
right.
of being rejected,
right.
of being fired.
And then
your own mother fires you.
Right. When she's breastfeeding you, and she's done, you're fired.
You're fired.
Right.
And then she, one day she's done completely.
Yeah.
Then you're fired.
Then you're really fired.
You go on milk unemployment?
Right.
What do you do?
I don't know.
You're fired.
Right.
You're fucked.
Exactly.
Now you have to eat on your own.
You got it.
It's terrible.
I know.
Then you go to school, and after a while...
This is true.
They fire you.
You're fired from elementary school, then you're fired from middle school, then you're
fired
from
high school,
junior high, you're fired from high school, and eventually, if unless you're one of those guys who went to Canada in the 60s, you eventually get fired from college.
And if you join the military...
You'll get fired. They'll either kick you out or you'll leave because your time is up.
You know if you join the military, you're going to fuck up. Okay? You're going to fuck up
well,
and they're going to fire you.
Eventually, you will be fired from the military.
With no benefits. So, hey, give it up. Don't join the military.
Exactly.
Don't even bother. You're going to find your AWOL with the general's wife. One day, somehow, you're going to fuck up in the military, get demoted or court-martialed or, of course...
Fired!
Fired.
Fired. But court-martial is another word for fired. So you find another job in the private sector, and guess what? That's a business. Why do businesses exist?
To fire you!
You can't escape it. You can't go anywhere. You can't do anything. Just accept it. They make much less product than people they fire. Now figure that one out. How do they stay in business? It doesn't matter.
You're fired.
You're going to get fired. What do you care why they're in business?
It doesn't matter.
You're fired!
And then it's just a matter of finding another job before you get fired again.
In the meantime, your job is not to do the job for which you've been hired to be fired. Your job is to assemble a resume so that you can go someplace else after you get fired. So the longer the resume, the more this guy has gotten fired. Because 9 out of 10 people, when they tell you they quit, really what they meant was
they got
fired.
Fired.
They got fired.
Oh, so, hey, Bill, how's that job going? Ah, I quit. Yeah, bullshit. You got fired. Come on. Whose leg are you pulling, pal?
Tom, how you doing?
I got a new job. Really? Yeah. Oh, great. How long before you figure you're going to get fired?
I give it a week. We're a couple of guys from the tri-state area. We are on the air.
We'll be right back. I give it a week, maybe a month, a year. It's a really good company. I bet I'm there a year.